This is Future Talk.
Future Talk.
Future Talk with Omnia Al-Saleh and Hani Balkis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Future Talk right here on Pulse 95. It is me, Hani Balkis, with Omnia Al-Saleh, bringing you everything you need to know about what's happening in the tech world, in the UAE, and all around the world. Before we dive into the tech world, we want to say Alhamdulillah ala salamatkum. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to normal. As we do know, this week was very hectic based off the natural disaster that did hit the UAE. And, you know, Alhamdulillah, we're all looking at how everything is slowly but surely coming back to normal.
It's finally a sunny Monday.
It's finally a sunny Monday. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I hope all of you guys are safe. I know a lot of people, did... Their homes got damaged, you know, their cars, but inshallah, Allah bi'awad alaykum, God will give you more than you lost. But ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing is that you can live another day and you can live another day to hear Pulse 95. But when it does come to tech news, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking all about what's up and how's the, there's a what's up number for damaged support requests after unstable weather conditions.
Yes, indeed. Also, in tech news right here in the UAE, we're talking all about how we can avoid falling prey for social media scams. UAE police have actually been warning the public and the Cybersecurity Council about the dangers of online scammers, and so we're going to be discussing that in just a few.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we're also talking about the TikTok ban and how it did pass the House once more, which is moving to the Senate in a foreign aid package. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing how the United States of America does want to ban TikTok, and they have been lobbying it for the past couple of years, and we're all looking at how it has passed one more time. And right here on the show, we're going to be talking about what this means for TikTok, what this means for America, and what this means for all the TikTok creators that use TikTok as a way of making money.
Yes, indeed. And soon enough, we may not depend on Apple Pay to tap and pay because the European Union wants to change that as well. They are creating new laws that Apple has to abide by. What's that all about? We're going to be discussing that in just a few. Lots and lots is in store right here on today's show. So keep Pulse 95 locked and we'll be right back.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Your quick roundup and everything that is happening in the world of tech right here in the UAE and all around the world. No country in the world would recover from a natural disaster as fast as the UAE did. We're talking about, I believe I read the statistics. First off, it is the most amount of rain that we've received in 75 years. But also, in five months worth of rain in London, we got in a single day. And the UAE is already almost 85%, if not 90%, back to normal. And they're doing every possible effort to do to bring life back to normal. We've seen also the generosity of the country. I'm not sure if you've seen the initiative, Hani, but Sharjah Co-op actually launched their mobile co-op, which was like, it's a moving Sharjah Co-op, basically. Sharjah Co-op on wheels. And they were distributing food and water and all the necessities for families that had no access to them, who sadly really got, their homes were damaged, their cars were damaged. They were giving them free of charge. And they were also giving access for people who maybe the nearest supermarket is not the closest possible. They were also providing them with help.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, this does come after Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, who directed the concerned authorities to plan for extreme weather conditions. Now, we're looking at how under these directives, Umar Hamad Bushihab, executive director of the Mohammed bin Rashid Housing Establishment, did establish a committee to study all the requests from affected citizens and determine how to address them while giving priority to maintaining all their damaged homes and restoring them. And the best way would be to contact them via WhatsApp. And the number would be 0583009000. And that number has been allocated on the WhatsApp application to receive requests for support from affected people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he also did add that the commitment for the care of affected people in the UAE, which is composed of members from different authorities in the Emirate, will focus on receiving all requests from citizens affected by the rain to address them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the UAE has been doing their best on this matter. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not something that happens every single day, nor every single year, or every single decade. This is the worst type of rain that has happened in the region in the last 75 years. And we're looking at how the resilience and unwavered effort from the UAE to make us safe, bring life back to normal. And obviously, some people were affected, had homes affected, had their cars affected. Maybe themselves were affected by the rain, the floods, and the UAE is doing their best to take care of them. Now, we're also looking at how that committee will prioritize maintenance and rehabilitation of all affected citizens' homes in order to accelerate the return of normal life to all regions of the Emirate. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's been around 5 days, and, for 5 days, roads that were flooded, underpasses that are 10 meters deep were flooded, and now, mashallah, everyone's back on them. So in 5 days, for all of this to be cleared out and just some certain areas in the UAE still flooded, I'll give it to them. They've been doing a great job, and it's not going to be one or two. It takes time, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be patient, and at the end of the day, they are doing their best. And just like Omni did mention, we looked at how even, private entities, generate the Sharjah, Sharjah Co-op has came out with the Mobi, Sharjah Co-op. Yes, to give people, what they need and, just in general food and supplies. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how not only the government was helping, but citizens right here in the UAE as well. Anyone who had a pickup truck or a lifted car or lifted four-wheel was out there, ladies and gentlemen, Jamal Abdel Nasser, Abu Shghara, all these affected areas that are still affected by rain, going out and helping. I know about four people who have taken their cars that have high lifted cars that they use for off-road to go out and help people. And anyone is welcome to go out and meet with the Sharjah Social Services Department and help the people that need help.
It truly shows you the essence.
The community.
Exactly. The essence of anyone that lives right here in the UAE. Whether resident, whether tourist, whether citizen, we all have the same values and we all have one heart to help the UAE go back to normal. And it will be. It already is almost back to normal. So let us know what are your thoughts at 4215. We'll be taking a very short break. But when we come back, we're talking all about how can we better protect ourselves against online scammers right here in the country.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Ladies and gentlemen, with life resuming back to normal, obviously, we will look at how the scammers are scamming back to normal. The UAE cybercrime entity has issued a warning. Do not fall prey to social media scams, and the police has also warned the public. Now, the Abu Dhabi Police, ADP, have warned residents of fraudulent calls and links to counterfeit websites circulating on social media. And they will be exploiting events, activities, and occasions to lure the public with fake services, offers, and even benefits. Now, the police pointed out the renewed methods of scammers who try to deceive victims to obtain information related to their bank accounts through misleading means and using the account information, they manage to withdraw money from the victim's accounts. Now, Omnia, a very monumental moment happened to me in my life about a week and a half ago. And I've always...
Do not tell me that you got scammed.
I've always wanted this moment to happen. And I got a scam call. And I was so excited. I was
Why
so happy.
Why did you record it?
My heart was, because I was outside, actually. I wasn't prepared. And my heart was beating. The adrenaline was pumping.
Oh,
and
God.
I said, hello. He said, yes, boss, I'm from MSNBD, and I need to update your details, because if we don't, we're going to close your account.
Funny thing is, your sister even works in MSNBD.
Yeah.
If you wanted to cross-check anything, you got a direct
No source. Need, man. I'm wary. I know what's happening. So I said, really? You are going to close my account, are you? And he said, yes, boss, please give me
OTP?
Your details and everything. Let's sort this out. I'm from the bank. I said, buddy, close the account. He's like, what? I'm like, close the account. I got a loan with you guys anyways. If you close it, you do me a big favor. And he's like, what do you mean? You have a? I'm like, yeah, I have a loan. You can check the system. closed that account. I got like 16 other accounts anyways.
Oh, my Lord.
He's like, you have 16 more banks? I said, yeah, man, I'm a multimillionaire. What you talking about? Okay, give me the name of the banks.
Oh, God.
I said something that I will not say on the air, but I said, you know, check with your loved one, and that's where my bank is, right? And then I ended the call, but it was so fun to me. I got kind of upset that I...
You ended it too quickly?
I ended it too quickly because I was having so much fun. But again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, going back to the point, scammers are always going to be scamming, and they have a new way of scamming individuals, and that is through online ads, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. Actually, only if you remember, when El Bik came to the UAE, this was something crazy. Everyone was in line.
My brother almost. We almost lost 50,000 dirhams off of that.
Yeah, El Bik. You know, everyone was trying to get in, and you know,
They were putting crazy offers, and they'll pop up under a YouTube video, so you think it's real.
Yeah, I mean, one dirham, you can get like the whole menu. So a lot of people would go, and you know, they would pay for it, and that's it. And again, ladies and gentlemen, even over the weekend, the Eid weekend, I had my cousin who had 2,400 dirhams stolen from him without him doing nothing. Nothing. He did. My cousin works in the bank. He is a banker.
Oh, Lord.
And he doesn't know how. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, when you use your card online, never use a debit card.
And never save the information.
And don't use a debit card. Even the bank itself said, listen, let's give you a credit card with a 1,000 dirham limit per month. Because remember, this is a word of thumb, ladies and gentlemen. The bank will never chase your money. But when you use a credit card, that's their money. And they can put a lock on it. So when you're buying things online, use a credit card.
That is definitely food for thought. The UAE police is also urging all of us to avoid clicking on any suspicious links, not to share any information, any confidential information with anyone. That means our card details, our online banking passwords, our security codes, passwords, you name it, because bank employees and officials will never ask for such information. Let us know what are your thoughts at 4215. We'll be taking a very short break, but when we come back, we're talking all about TikTok. It is going to be a huge topic as a TikTok ban has been passed in the House once again, moving to the Senate in foreign aid package.
Apps all around.
What's worth a click and download?
I know Hani has a lot of thoughts about this story.
Yeah, buddy.
A lot of thoughts about TikTok. I'm going to tell everyone, grace your ears. You're about to hear a rant, but TikTok ban has been passed in the House once again, moving to the Senate. This is another divest or ban bill that has been passed by the House, and this time it is actually coming as part of a foreign aid package that may just force the Senate to vote on TikTok.
Yes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, things are not always what it seems.
Nope.
Now, this foreign aid package is a big one, ladies and gentlemen. They want to give foreign aid to three countries. And then they thought, you know what? Let's slide the ticky-tocky right in there just so, you know, they can't not pass it. And the bill passed 360-58. And that is part of a larger bill related to sanctions on foreign adversaries like Russia. Now, we are looking at how, due to the urgency of funds, packaging the TikTok bill with these measures means that the Senate will need to consider the proposal more swiftly than it would as a standalone bill. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, whoever wants to ban TikTok in the United States, obviously, it is being lobbied. They are doing it in a way where the Senate can't say no, right? The people voting can't say no because it is part of a larger bill where, you know, based off the United States' interests, this means more. Now, the earlier TikTok bill, which did pass the House at 352-65 just last month, has so far lingered the Senate, with lawmakers giving mixed messages about the future. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about why they want to ban TikTok. Right? So there's always a why. Now, the why is easy. China. Right? China.
Not just China, though. If you think of it, they also want to minimize the competition. Right now, TikTok is the only real threat to Meta. And Meta is all owned, like WhatsApp, Instagram, apart from Elon Musk's X. It's all owned by Mark Zuckerberg.
That's a very good point. But they are masking it with China.
True.
Right? And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know how the United States government works, fluis, money, they care about money. And these politicians are being given donations from big tech companies like Meta, like Omni did mention. They are giving big tech companies. Now, a 70-year-old man who works in the Senate, why does he care if TikTok gets banned?
True.
If I'm getting $250,000 to vote by Meta, or a donation per se, it is masked by a donation to ban TikTok. Now, the thing is security issues, right? There's a security issue with TikTok. It's Chinese malware, yada, yada, yada. It's a big issue. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at how India was one of the first countries in the world to ban TikTok. And, you know, Canada also did want to follow suit. But there is a major issue that this is going to be competing, just like Omni did mention, with the big social media companies. For example, Meta, Facebook, Instagram, and the likes of it. And TikTok, ladies and gentlemen, has captured the youth of the world. Not only, Americans, but the world. Everyone uses TikTok nowadays. And if you don't use TikTok, you're out of the loop. And even my father and mother use TikTok. My uncle uses TikTok. My grandfather and grandmother, God, give them a long life. My grandfather is 89 years old. My grandmother is 84. And sometimes they talk about my TikToks that I post on TikTok. That means they're using TikTok. And it's a very big issue, because if you want to talk about the psychological aspects of things, ladies and gentlemen, influence, right?
Absolutely.
And you know what the United States does not like? Is that the youth are going X. They're going reverse. They're no longer liking the woke culture. They're going against woke. They're going against what the U.S. government, has been embedding the Republican Party of the Democrat Party. And they don't like that, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't believe that TikTok will be fully banned in the United States. I do believe that this is also a bid with the 2024 presidential election. And when Donald Trump comes back into power, which a lot of people are saying that Donald Trump will be the next president again, we will be looking at how Donald Trump is a businessman. He is a business maker and creator, and will seize every opportunity. And we will be looking at something that Omni and I like to call deja tech. Not deja vu, deja tech, because we will be looking at how Donald Trump will say, hey, I'm going to try to make a Donald Trump impression. Omni, do you approve of it?
God.
Because Omni does not like my impressions.
God, no, I do. Come on.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it depends on the person.
I don't like Donald Trump. Oh, you don't? Okay, so what we're looking at, what Donald Trump will do, Donald Trump is going, hey, listen, right? If you want to work or if you want to operate in the United States, easy, quick, simple, and easy, right?
You got to go slower,
I'm pretty quick. Donald Trump just talks a little bit slower than me. But so what will happen is Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, will tell TikTok and ByteDance, hey, you want to operate in the U.S.?
I got you covered.
A U.S. company needs to also have the rights to that company and to TikTok for you guys to operate. It's all about data, ladies and gentlemen. Big data. When they have so much data, they don't want China to have all that data because, you know, everything is politics, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not get into politics. Let's get into the tech side of things. In my opinion, TikTok ain't going anywhere. Omnia.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
4215, ladies and gentlemen, let us know if you think TikTok is going anywhere. But, you know, alhamdulillah, we live right here in the UAE. We got TikTok for days. We are taking a short break, ladies and gentlemen. But when we come back, we're talking all about how you might not need Apple Pay to tap. And soon you will be paying with your EU iPhone. What is that all about? Well, you have to tune in to find out.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Apple Pay, it's something that we all use, and some of us think that we have unlimited money.
We think Apple is paying for it.
We think Apple is paying. Apple Pay, well, no, Hani Pay, and then Hani Pay the price at the end of the month, ladies and gentlemen. We say, Flus Mafi, we don't got no money. But, ladies and gentlemen, you may not need Apple Pay to tap and pay with your EU iPhone soon, because we're looking at how the European Commission could approve Apple's plan to open the iPhone's NFC technology early as May. Now, Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know how I feel about these things. Omni knows very well how I feel about these things, about how we let the EU kind of, you know,
dictate.
What the saying is, sarat pizza, right? Masakhuha. It's getting
too
big.
Everything is becoming like, Apple has monopoly over
Apple
this
has
and
monopoly.
That.
And ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to NFC, when it comes to payments, when it comes to Apple Pay, why is Apple Pay so successful? Why is it better than Samsung Pay?
Because it's embedded within the system.
And it's secure.
Yeah,
it is secure. Super secure. Now, when you let developers and third parties from the EU start developing their own type of NFC technology, just because you don't want, Apple doesn't get a cut. Apple doesn't get your money. Apple is
they don't
literally
get 1%.
They don't get 0.001%.
True.
They get nothing. Exactly. They get nothing. So they're using nothing, but it's giving convenience and quality of life to the customer or to the consumer. So I don't agree, like many other things from the European Commission. And again, these EU regulators could sign off on Apple's proposal to open the payment system next month. And by the way, this is not new news. This has been a two-year-long battle.
Absolutely. Since 2022, the European Commission actually was the first time that they've accused Apple of abusing their dominant position in the market for mobile wallets. And so Apple did claim that it was, or they were claiming that Apple was preventing third-party payment apps from using the iPhone's NFC hardware to benefit of its own solution. And so the European Commission announced earlier this year that Apple should be committed to allowing third-party payment providers to freely use iPhone's NFC capabilities. But Apple's proposal would also give developers access to Face ID for users' authentication, which would potentially be a recipe for disaster. Mm-mm. They would also have to allow iPhone users to set third-party apps as their default payment option, which would also be a recipe for disaster because we are lessening the security. And so if approved, the proposal would actually remain in place for 10 years. We may not see these changes outside the EU. However, Apple has not yet confirmed whether or not they're actually going to go ahead with this decision or if they'll even consider opening the NFC to developers located elsewhere outside of Apple.
Listen, buddy, Tim Cooks. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation real quick, Tim Cooks. I'm going to tone it down a little bit. I'm going to talk to you on a serious matter. Tim, I have been your poster boy here in Sharjah and Pulse 95 in the UAE. You know I've been tooting your guys' horn ever since I learned how to speak on a microphone, right? And you know I support you. Let me lower the music. You know I support you, right, Tim Cooks? And I support Apple, even though sometimes I don't agree on some things. But at the end of the day, I'm a diehard Apple fanboy. Tim, if you do this, buddy, we're going to have some issues. I got to go all the way down to Silicon Valley. I'm going to talk to you on a one-on-one basis.
It's not like he's happy about it.
I don't care what the repercussions are with the EU, but this should not happen. This is a security issue when you let third-party developers who might have malicious intent, or maybe if they don't have, let's say, hackers get into their system. That means my Face ID biometrics, my data, is now in the hands of third party, all because the EU doesn't want the big bad Apple to have monopoly. I don't agree with it. I don't think anyone at Apple agrees with it. And in my opinion, I'd rather pay premium just so I know that one company has my biometrics, and that is Apple, even though Apple says they don't store it in the cloud. It is stored locally. That means that things would change in this security system. But hey, listen, if you guys want more customization and more, let's say, freedom of use, you guys are more than welcome to use Android. Go. We don't want you. We don't want your business. That's what I would say if I was Tim Cooks. Ladies and gentlemen, 4215, let us know what you guys think. But this does mark the end of Future Talk for today. And we have the big man, the only place to be at 3 with the man himself, Omar Al-Dhouri, the halftime show commencing at 3 p.m. You guys do not want to miss out. Everything fitness, life, mental health, gut health.
Sports.
This man got it. But Omni and I, or not Omni and I, Hani.
I'll see you soon.
Omni will see you guys soon, but I'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place, only here on Pulse
95.